Today is the 23rd day of August. Welcome back to the Global Campfire. Welcome back to the Daily Audio Bible. Welcome to a brand new week. Here we are. It's shining and it's sparkling out there. It's brand spanking new. Nothing has wrecked it. Nothing has made it anything. It's just there. And we're going to make of it what we're going to make of it. And that is going to happen, whether we want it to happen or not. And it will be created with the creative power that we have been given by our Creator. Our thoughts will create the week. Our words, those will certainly indeed create the week, and our actions that we take are going to make up the week. And so it's our custom around here to huddle up and realize that and just become aware of that, knowing that we have a lot of power in this. How this week turns out is in our control considerably. Not everything that happens is in our control, but what we do with it is considerably in our control. And so may we choose the path of wisdom. May we at least remember that wisdom is at every crossroads, and that that we can regulate our nervous systems before we freak out. Not always, but a lot of the time. And so, let's have a great week. Let's write a good story. The Bible, which is why we're here, has taken us, led us into the book of Job. And so we're at a point in our year where we are dealing with the hard parts of life. And that's an understatement. When we're dealing with the trauma of life, the suffering, the pain, and the agony of life. And so we open ourselves to that this week, to explore, to wrestle, and to allow the Bible to take us where it goes, and to invite the Holy Spirit of God to take us where we need to go. So let's begin. We will read from the Legacy Standard Bible this week, Job, chapters 8 through 11 today. Then Bildad the Shuhite answered and said, "How long will you say these things, and the words of your mouth be a mighty wind? Does God pervert justice? Or does the Almighty pervert what is right? If your sons sinned against him, then he sent them into the power of their transgression. If you would seek God earnestly and plead for the grace of the Almighty, if you are pure and upright, indeed now he would rouse himself for you and make your righteous abode at peace. Though your beginning was insignificant, yet your end will increase greatly. Please ask of past generations and establish the things searched out by their fathers, for we are only of yesterday and know nothing, because our days on earth are but a shadow. Will they not instruct you and tell you and bring forth words from their hearts? Can the papyrus grow up without a marsh? Can the rushes grow without water? While it is still green and not cut down, yet it dries up before any other plant. So are the paths of all who forget God, and the hope of the godless will perish, whose confidence is fragile, and whose trust a spider's web. He relies on his house, but it does not stand. He holds fast to it, but it is not established. He thrives before the sun, and his shoots go forth over his garden. His roots wrap around a rock pile. He looks upon a house of stones. If he swallows him up from his place, then it will deny him, saying, I never saw you. Behold, this is the joy of his way, and out of the dust others will spring. Behold, God will not reject a blameless man, nor will he strengthen the hand of the evildoers. He will yet fill your mouth with laughter and your lips with shouting. Those who hate you will be clothed with shame, and the tent of the wicked will be no longer. Then Job answered and said, In truth, I know that this is so. But how can a man be in the right before God? If one desired to contend with him, he could not answer him once in a thousand times. Wise in heart and mighty in power, who has stiffened his neck against him and been at peace? God is the one who removes the mountains. They know not how, when he overturns them in his anger. The one who shakes the earth out of its place and its pillars tremble. The one who says for the sun not to shine and sets a seal upon the stars. Who alone stretches out the heavens and tramples down the waves of the sea. Who makes the Bear, Orion, and the Pleiades and the chambers of the south. Who does great things unsearchable and wondrous works innumerable. Were he to sweep by me, I would not see him. Were he to move past me, I would not perceive him. Were he to snatch away, who could turn him back? Who could say to him, What are you doing? God will not turn back his anger. Beneath him crouches the helpers of Rahab. How then can I answer him and choose my words before him? For though I were right, I could not answer. I would have to plead for the grace of my judge. If I called and he answered me, I could not believe that he was giving ear to my voice. For he bruises me with a tempest and multiplies my wounds without cause. He will not allow me to get my breath, but saturates me with bitterness. If it is a matter of power, behold, he is the mighty one. And if it is a matter of justice, who can make him testify? Though I am righteous, my mouth will condemn me. Though I am blameless, he will declare me perverse. I am blameless. I do not know my soul. I reject my life. It is all one. Therefore I say, he consumes the blameless and the wicked. If the scourge puts to death suddenly, he mocks the despair of the innocent. The earth is given into the hand of the wicked. He covers the faces of its judges. If it is not he, then who is it? Now my days are swifter than a runner. They flee away, they do not see good. They sweep by like reed boats, like an eagle that swoops on its food. Though I say, I will forget my musing, I will forsake my sad countenance and be cheerful, I am afraid of all my pains. I know that you will not acquit me. I am accounted wicked. Why then should I toil in vain? If I should wash myself with snow and cleanse my hands with lye, yet you would plunge me into the pit, and my own clothes would abhor me. For he is not a man as I am, that I may answer him, that we may go to court for judgment together. There is no adjudicator between us. Who may lay his hand upon us both? Let him remove his rod from me, and let not dread of him terrify me. Then I would speak and not fear him. But I am not like that in myself. My soul is loathed by my life. I will abandon all restraint in myself to my complaint. I will speak in the bitterness of my soul. I will say to God, do not account me as wicked. Let me know why you contend with me. Is it good to you that you oppress, that you reject the labor of your hands, and cause the counsel of the wicked to shine forth? Have you eyes of flesh? Or do you see as a mortal man sees? Are your days as the days of a mortal man? Or your years as man's years, that you should seek for my guilt and search after my sin? According to your knowledge, I am indeed not wicked. Yet there is no deliverer from your hand. Your hands fashioned and made me altogether. And would you swallow me up? Remember now that you have made me as clay, and would you turn me into dust again? Did you not pour me out like milk and curdle me like cheese? Clothe me with skin and flesh and knit me together with bones and sinews. You have made alongside me life and loving kindness, and your care has kept my spirit. Yet these things you have concealed in your heart. I know that this is within you. If I sin, then you would take note of me and would not acquit me of my guilt. If I am wicked, woe to me. And if I am righteous, I dare not lift up my head. I am sated with disgrace, so see my misery. Should my head be set on high? You would hunt me like a lion, and again you would show your wonders against me. You renew your witnesses against me and increase your vexation toward me. Hardship after hardship is with me. Why then have you brought me out of the womb? Would that I had breathed my last and no eye had seen me. I should have been as though I had not been, carried from womb to tomb. Would he not cease for a few of my days? Withdraw from me, that I may have a little cheer before I go, and I shall not return to the land of darkness and shadow of death, the land of utter gloom as the thick darkness itself, of the shadow of death without order, and which shines as the thick darkness. And Zophar the Naamathite answered and said, shall a multitude of words go unanswered, and a man of lips be in the right? Shall your boasts silence men? And shall you mock and none rebuke? You've said, my learning is pure and I am innocent in your eyes. But would that God might speak and open his lips against you and tell you the secrets of wisdom. For sound wisdom has two sides. Know then that God forgets a part of your iniquity. Can you find the depths of God? Can you find the limits of the Almighty? They are high as the heavens. What can you do? Deeper than Sheol. What can you know? Its measure is longer than the earth and broader than the sea. If he sweeps by or shuts up or calls an assembly, who can turn him around? For he knows worthless men, and he sees wickedness. So will he not carefully consider it? Yet an empty-headed man will obtain a heart of wisdom, and the foal of a wild donkey is born a man. If you would set your heart right and spread out your hand to him, if wickedness is in your hand, put it far away, and do not let unrighteousness dwell in your tents, then indeed you could lift up your face without moral defect, and you would be steadfast and not fear. for you would forget your trouble. As waters that pass by, so you would remember it, and your lifetime would arise brighter than noonday. Darkness would be like the morning. Then you would trust, because there is hope, and you would search around and rest securely. You would lie down and none would make you tremble, and many would entreat your favor. But the eyes of the wicked will come to an end, and escape will perish from them, and their hope is the expiring of their soul. First Corinthians 15, 1 through 28. Now I make known to you, brothers, the gospel which I proclaimed as good news to you, which also you received, in which also you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast the word which I proclaimed to you as good news, unless you believed for nothing. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. After that he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom remain until now, but some have fallen asleep. After that he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared to me also, for I am the least of the apostles, and not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace toward me did not prove vain. But I labored even more than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. Now, if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain. Your faith also is in vain. Moreover, we are even found to be false witnesses of God, because we bore witness against God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if in fact the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is worthless. You are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If we have hoped in Christ in this life only, we are of all men most to be pitied. But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since by a man came death, by a man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ all will be made alive. But each in his own order. Christ the firstfruits. After that those who are Christ's at his coming. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to the God and Father, when he has abolished all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be abolished is death. For he has put all things in subjection under his feet. But when he says, all things are put in subjection, it is evident that he is accepted, who put all things in subjection to him. And when all things are subjected to him, then the Son himself also will be subjected to the one who subjected all things to him, so that God may be all in all. Psalm 38. Do not forsake me, O Yahweh. A Psalm of David to bring to remembrance. O Yahweh, reprove me not in your wrath, and discipline me not in your burning anger, for your arrows have pressed deep into me, and your hand is pressed down upon me. There is no soundness in my flesh because of your indignation. There is no health in my bones because of my sin. For my iniquities go over my head. As a heavy burden they weigh too much for me. My wounds stink and rot because of my folly. I am bent over and greatly bowed down. I go mourning all day long, for my loins are filled with burning, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am faint and badly crushed. I groan because of the agitation of my heart. Lord, all my desire is before you, and my sighing is not hidden from you. My heart throbs. My strength forsakes me, and the light of my eyes, even that has gone from me. My loved ones and my friends stand aloof from my plague, and my kinsmen stand afar off. Those who search for my life lay snares for me, and those who seek to do me evil have threatened destruction. And they meditate on deception all day long. But I, like a deaf man, do not hear. And I am like a mute man who does not open his mouth. And I am like a man who does not hear, and in whose mouth are no reproofs. For I wait on you, O Yahweh. You will answer, O Lord my God. For I said, save, lest they be glad over me. Who, when my foot stumbles, magnify themselves against me? For I am ready to fall, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I confess my iniquity. I am full of anxiety because of my sin. But my enemies are vigorous and strong, and those who wrongfully hate me abound. And those who repay evil for good, they accuse me, for I pursue what is good. Do not forsake me, O Yahweh. O my God, do not be far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. Proverbs 21, 28, and 29. A false witness will perish, but the man who listens will speak forever. A wicked man displays a brazen face, but as for the upright, he establishes his way. Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for this new week, and we thank you for the week ahead, that we can interact with the scriptures that you have given us as a gift that point us to you in so many ways and in so many facets, because how could we understand You? How could we comprehend what is so much higher than we are and ever will be? You are the Most High God, and we yield and worship you. We surrender to you. We trust in you. And ask Holy Spirit, come as we continue the journey through this portion of the Bible into our own pain and suffering, that you would lead us into all truth, because we can certainly come into deception and pain, because we'll do anything to medicate it. And so we ask, Holy Spirit, that you would lead us into all truth and lead us into the places within us that are broken, that healing may come. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen.
Hey, family. Kathy from Western New York here. It's been a really, really hard year. I've been taking care of my elderly dad, my disabled adult daughter, and then this summer, a back injury that I've been living with for 25 years decided to just go into the stratosphere. That and the fact that I have rheumatoid arthritis, and I find myself trying to get ready mentally and physically for a school year. I'm a teacher. I love every minute of it, but I find that my brain and my body are just wearing out. I've already had one brain hemorrhage almost 10 years ago in my 50s, and here I am in my early 60s, and I'm just struggling. I want to be the best teacher I can be, the best daughter I can be, the best mom I could be, the best wife I can be, and I'm not even sleeping through the night because of the pain. So I come to you, my family. Please pray for me and my students. But I'd like to branch out and say, please pray for all teachers, all students, all communities. Teachers definitely need your help. Students definitely need your help. So, Heavenly Father, I lift up teachers and students everywhere. I ask you to please bless us and be with us and strengthen us. Guard our hearts. Guard us physically. Guard us emotionally. May your Holy Spirit power be bigger than any other power in the world. May your children be loved and served in the hands of the communities and the teachers who desire to serve them. Help us, Lord, in Jesus' name. I pray.
Danzel, this is God's Life Speaker. I heard you on August 15th. You called and said it was your first day of sobriety. Praise God. And by now, it must be day 5, 6, 7, 8. Who knows? But I like how you said you were going to change it up. You were going to do something different. And that is it. That's exactly it. Discovering what triggers us. And if it's a good trigger, great. Go forward. But if it's something that triggers us to do that bad habit again, then we need to change it up and interrupt it. Absolutely interrupt it the way you were saying, and call on the Holy Spirit. Invite him into it, because without the Holy Spirit, we can do nothing. So Heavenly Father, we thank you that Denzel called in. He's got the world as his accountability partner right now. So we are going to hold him up, stand in the gap, and pray that he continues to walk forward in sobriety, finding new ways when he's triggered to go the long way around and not into the bad habit again. And if he does, Lord, we thank you for your grace. We thank you. You catch us when we fall. I pray that he would repent, stand up, turn around, and go in a different direction again, while praising the Lord, while inviting him into it. So, Lord, we look forward to his progress in this. May you bless him. May you speak to him and be with him. Let him hear your voice. Let him feel your poking, that he would turn in a direction toward you. And we ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Give us a call back, Denzel. Keep it up. Keep it up. Find new activities and new ways, and praise God.
Hey, this is the woman at the well from Northwest Arkansas, and I'm praying for Denzel today. Lord, I just pray that you cover Denzel as he is approaching every new moment with an addiction. And Lord, I just pray that you give him a spirit to receive the grace that you offer to us every second, every day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Hey, Denzel, just remember that the devil loves us to feel like we fail, but there is no failing if we just keep moving forward. So yes, you started on a Saturday, but no matter what, we all have to remember that our plan is never to fail. But when we do, and if we do, all we need to do is get right back up, even if it's to take one little baby step forward. But every second is a new beginning, Denzel. So when we fail, it's okay, because there's grace. So keep moving forward. We'll be praying for you. We love you.
Hi, I'm calling for a prayer request for a mobile home for myself. And I was wondering if you could please pray for me so that I could get it. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Somashi from the UK. Just leaving this word of encouragement for the brother who left a message that was posted on the 15th of August, where he talked about temptation and just praying to last for the day. You're not alone. Is my word for you today. You're not alone. There are many of us who are holding on to God every step, every day, every hour sometimes. He gets down to that every hour. So I just want to encourage you that God is faithful. You know, the Holy Spirit is faithful. He will uphold you. He will keep you. I read a word from the book of Hebrews yesterday, chapter 4, verses 15 and 16, and it came as such a massive encouragement because it talks about Jesus being a high priest and knowing our weaknesses and understanding what it is we've been through, because he's been through various types of tests as well when he was here walking this earth as a man. So for that reason, we can approach the throne of grace boldly, asking for help, because it's there and available to us when we need it. So I just want to encourage you, my brother, yes, the attitude is right. Just go through today, and tomorrow we'll pick up, from where we left off. So God bless you. And this is an encouragement for you and for the rest of, for the rest of us out there, brothers and sisters who are just holding on to God to survive for the day. So God bless you.
Denzel, I heard your request for prayer to help you get through each day, one day at a time. It's Susan from Canada, God's Yellow Flower, calling, and I just want to pray for you. I lift you up. I lift Denzel up to you, Lord God, and ask you to strengthen him. He cannot do this on his own. He needs you. He needs to call out to you. He needs to surrender to you and your way and your will for his life. Lord God, I pray you would take away the cravings. Help him, Father, because this is so difficult. And I pray for all of our brothers and sisters here who have addiction issues, God. And I just pray that we would turn our addictions personality onto you, Lord God. That you would be all of our addictions, that we would just can't survive without you, that we reach out to you in
to get her strength, to get her courage, to face our troubles instead of a pill or a needle or a bottle, Lord God. We pray that you would just lavish us and with your love, with your hope, with your with faith in you, Lord God, in your strength for us. Oh God, we need your help. And especially Danielle, Lord God, I lift him up to you this very day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.